Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Praise God. Well, we want to dig right into the Word of God tonight. And I'm going to come to you with a word I've entitled. And I give them titles for the sake of CDs and series and all of that good stuff. But, you know, it's just like the Bible. A lot of times there are chapters, but there aren't really chapters. It's a flow, but they break it up into chapters to make it easier for you to read and understand, perhaps. But tonight I want to talk to you about what I've entitled The Executive Order. Somebody say that, The Executive Order. Now, I don't know if I've recently entitled something this. You may have a CD with this title on the way. You're going to hear it again. Or something like it, because this is what God put in my spirit for tonight, The Executive Order. So we're going to go and we want to, you know, we want to look at some things in reference to our times right now. This is not a time for us to be silent. This is not a time for us to live in fear. Amen. And it's definitely not a time for us to complain or murmur or ask God, why, or any kind of foolish questions. God told Joshua at the wall of Jericho, he said, as captain of the host am I come. I'm not for you, nor am I against you. I have another agenda. I believe that's what God is saying to us right now, that he has an agenda of his own. And instead of us trying to determine what that agenda is, we need to submit ourselves to him so that he can conduct us, perhaps even in a way that we've never gone before. Amen. To do things maybe we've never done before. Amen. That's what they did at the wall of Jericho. I'm not for you and I'm not against you. You're going to need to understand some things here, and I'm going to need to conduct you in a manner in which I can also command the angels. Amen. He has to conduct us. We have to be positioned properly, and the angels will go to work. They went to work at the wall. The Israelites didn't have to pull down the wall. They didn't have to try to blow up the wall. They didn't have to try to climb the wall. God said, no, I have an agenda here. And it's contrary to what you might think. Amen. How many know miracles of conquest? God is still working miracles. Tell somebody right now, just get ready for miracles. The Lord is prepping you for miracles. Things that are unusual, things that eyes haven't seen, and perhaps you've never experienced before. They're going to start flowing into the lives of the saints of God more and more. Amen. But let's take a look at the executive order. I want you to go with me to the book of Genesis. And let's start at chapter 1 and verse 1. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. I want to stop there a moment. The word spirit, the Spirit of God, the word there is the word in the Hebrew, ruach, R-U-A-C-H, ruach. And the meaning is wind or breath, hovering, brooding, vibrating. The definition is wind or breath, hovering, brooding, and vibrating. Now, I want to establish something right here about breath, because as we take a look at the Genesis mandate, the original mandate God gave to mankind, we're going to find something very interesting in there, in one of the particular places where he spoke something. But breath imparts. Okay, breath imparts. And now what breath imparts, I want to start right here. Warlike executive and administrative power and energy to mankind. This is breath. When we talk about the Ruach, it imparts warlike, okay, right away, warlike, executive and administrative power and energy to mankind, and is the mind, seat of emotions, seat of mental acts, and mental character, the breath. So God breathed, the breath of God, the spirit of God, Ruach, the wind or the breath. Now I want you to stay with me. In Acts chapter 4, verse 31, we read where the word spirit there is the word pneuma. Let's read that. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Pneuma. P-N-E-U-M-A. Pneuma. It says in Acts 4:31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Pneuma. They were filled with the Spirit. So the word Ruach in the Old Testament has to do with the word Spirit. And when we talk about an executive order, God gave a mandate, a spiritual mandate to us. Let me say this. God is in covenant with all mankind. But the majority of mankind has broken the covenant. He's covenant with man. But man has broken the covenant, living outside of his covenant. And so Jesus, of course, brought a new covenant. And as many as would believe on him and receive him, enter into that covenant. But the rest of humanity, there's the possibility, the potential of their being saved, but they're living out, they choose to live outside the covenant that God has made. So I want to establish something here. The executive order. God gave a Genesis mandate. He said, let them have dominion, but he said, be fruitful, right? That's one thing. Multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. Now the executive order. Now if you notice something, there's multiply, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue. Now subdue, I want you to think about the word subdue. Because the word subdue is the executive order. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue. In other words, there's something you're going to need to contend with. This is the Genesis mandate. God gave this to us at the beginning. He put a warlike administrative and executive power in us to subdue stuff. Amen? So let me just say, right now, it's not a time for us to hide out or be fearful. It's time for us to execute our executive, amen, our executive mandate. Amen. Tell somebody, whether you realize or not, it's in you. But it's time for you to realize it. Okay? Now, the same spirit that was vibrating over the surface of the deep imparts the same power and ability to execute and administrate or subdue to the one who receives the Holy Spirit. Let me say it again. The same spirit that was vibrating, brooding, hovering over the surface of the deep imparts the same power and ability to execute and administrate. When we talk about execute or administrate, it means to subdue. Execute, administrate. It gives the same ability and power to the one who receives the Holy Ghost. All right? Now the word subdue, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. The word subdue is an interesting word. It's the word kabash. Kabash. In the Hebrew, and it's in the Hebrew, it's K-A-W-B-A-S-H with the emphasis on the last part of the syllable bash, subdue, kabash. That word subdue means to tread down, to conquer, subjugate, violate, bring into bondage, force, keep under, subdue, and bring into subjection. Now, what do you think about this now? This is the Genesis mandate. God gave to mankind, the kind that are man. God gave this mandate to us, and in that mandate was to subdue. I'm gonna give you that definition again. It means to tread down. It means to conquer, subjugate, violate, bring into bondage, force, keep under, subdue, and bring into subjection. Are you with me? As a human being, we carry this. Now, as we have received the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that was brooding upon the face of the water, this now becomes our executive order. Now, the divine ability given to man enables him to bring what he believes to life. Let me say that again. The divine ability given to us gives us the ability to bring to life what we believe. How many are familiar with the word matrix? Remember the movie The Matrix? Everybody's probably seen it, The Matrix, and how there were parallel worlds going on. Well, a matrix is a mold from which a relief is made. It's a die. It's a material in which something is enclosed or embedded. Now, I want to make a statement here. We are not victims. Stop living like a victim, amen, of a society gone bad. Society is going bad, but we refuse to be victims. Come on, we are not victims. We are not controlled. Listen, we are not controlled by evil men and women, and we are not powerless to make changes. Come on, I said we are not powerless. We have an executive mandate given to us by God. You know something about executive powers? Executive powers, I'm going to use the word trump. Executive powers trump all other powers. Amen. Amen. When there's an executive order that comes from the top, I don't care what the pinions are doing. What they say you can't do, show them the paper. I have papers from the top, from the boss man. So that overrides, that subjugates all your authority. Why? It's an executive order. Come on, I want to talk to you about the executive order, because we have executive orders here. We are not victims of a world or a society going bad.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
The Nivella Casa Corp is a family-owned, woman- and minority-certified business dedicated to janitorial, commercial, post-construction,